Conversation 1. You are a professor of physics at the University of Oxford. You're a senior advisor at the European Organization for Nuclear Research. You also seem to tour the globe tirelessly, giving talks. And, in addition, you have your own weekly TV show on science. Where do you get the energy?
Oh, well, I just love what I do. I'm extremely fortunate to have this life, doing what I love doing.
Professor, what exactly is your goal? Why do you do all of this?
Well, as you said, I do have different things going on, but these, I think, can be divided into two groups: the education of science and the further understanding of science.
Don't these two things get in the way of each other? What I mean is, doesn't giving lectures take time away from the lab?
Not really, no. I love teaching, and I don't mind spending more time doing that now than in the past. Also, what I will say is that teaching a subject helps me comprehend it better myself. I find that it furthers my own knowledge when I have to explain something clearly, when I have to aid others in understanding it, and when I have to answer questions about it. Teaching at a high level can be very stimulating for anyone, no matter how much expertise they may already have in the field they are instructing.
Any scientific breakthroughs that you see on the near horizon? A significant discovery or invention we can expect soon?
The world is always conducting science, and there are constantly new things being discovered. In fact, right now we have too much data sitting in computers. For example, we have thousands of photos of planet Mars taken by telescopes that nobody has ever seen. We have them, yet nobody has had time to look at them with their own eyes, let alone analyze them. Question 1. Why does the woman say she can be so energetic? Question 2. What has the woman been engaged in? Question 3. What does the woman say about the benefit teaching brings to her? Question 4. How does the woman say new scientific breakthroughs can be made possible?